On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk about the last week's slate of games. We also talk about how I doubled down on the Chargers like a moron. And Ian and I make great bets at halftime when we bet live the Seahawks-Vikings game. We wrap the show with a little bit of Lakers talk and some baseball talk. Let's go.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond, presented by
B3T Sports. I was like, is he going to do the whole thing?
Presented by
B3T Sports.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so that's me. I'm the B3T Sports guy.
Yeah, you're the B3T Sports guy. So we have a website. It's a content verse, B3T Sports. Go there. We write articles. We have a whole team of bloggers just waiting to give out stupid, dumb takes for your pleasure.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's where you kind of agree with the, you agree with that, Andrew.
Well, I don't want to call our takes stupid. All our takes are great.
I did post something today, free money, because, and we'll get into this when we go down the slate of week five game recaps, the halftime spread for the Seahawks-Vikings game last night was free money. I mean, it was free money. It was ridiculous.
Did you really think at halftime, though, did you really think that the Seahawks were going to, do you think the Seahawks were going to lose?
Oh, I thought you were going to say win. Yes, I thought the Seahawks were going to win, but I wanted to cover my bases. I wasn't as ballsy as you, what you did.
Money line, baby. It was plus 230? Like, you got to take, that's the Seahawks.
No, that was nice. I mean,
I only dropped like 10 on it, but still.
Yeah, I think I dropped like 20 something on the it was a long day. It was a long betting day, Andrew. And again, we'll go over all our bets when we run down the week five games, and we go over the recap and everything, and if we bet on it and blah blah blah. But what we do usually on Monday nights when we record this right before the Monday night game is we talk about the Monday night game and we talk about what bets we're gonna make right now in preparation of that game, and then we come back after the game and we talk about how silly and stupid we were or how smart and big brain we are.
I'm excited for this because Saints play the Chargers, and who do you got?
Okay, I have the Chargers at plus 7.
I have Chargers money line.
Oh. I don't hate it. I do have the one request I will have to the Saints, because I have Drew Brees starting for me in one of my most important leagues, because if you score the least amount of points in this league,
shotgun a beer.
You have to shotgun a beer at 8 a.m. the following morning. If you're the least scorer, if you score the least amount of points across the entire league for any given week, that person has to film themselves shotgunning a beer the following morning at 8 a.m. I've already had to do it once after the Ravens-Chiefs game, which was terrible, but I do not want to do that ever again.
So hear me out here. The alternate point spreads.
No, I will not hear you out.
These are actually atrocious. I'm not going to bet these. There are two alternate point spreads for this game. So the one that's the most appealing is if you really, really think the Saints are going to hammer these guys, which I do not. You can take the Saints at minus 17.5 for plus 350.
You could take
the Chargers at 17.5, plus 17.5 for minus 430.
Too safe.
It's not worth the return.
Right.
Now there's the other one. Now this one's interesting. This has the Chargers at plus 3.5, plus 140.
Plus 3.5, plus 140.
I'm still not taking it. I don't think that's enough.
You're taking money line. So, I mean, you're taking money line.
I mean, like, I'm taking, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the money line is, like, I'm taking them to win anyway. I would just put it on that instead of put it on the spread. But.
And what are the odds, William Hills?
The odd for money line is plus 270. They got the Saints favored by 7 points. The over-under is 49.5.
Okay, let's talk about the over-under real quick. I saw a stat today that the Saints have every game this year so far have hit the over.
I would take the over in this game.
I think so too. 49.5. That's that's kind of free money, I think.
Do you think that Drew Brees hangs it up after this game?
No, I don't. I'm a Drew Brees fan. In fact,
of course I'm a fan.
I think the Saints win. I have Chargers +7. I don't have Chargers winning. And I do think the Saints win this game. And I do think Drew Brees throws 3 touchdown passes because I really need him to in fantasy. Which, you know, let's talk about those real quick. Because I actually, probably 1 pick. Probably perfect. 1 pick. I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, Justin Herbert, definitely 1 pick. But
sure.
The reason why I'm talking touchdown passes is because I actually placed a bet right before we started recording on a quarterback prop bet with touchdown passes. Try to guess.
I saw this transpiring in one of our chats. Do you have Justin Herbert at +1.5 touchdowns?
You're goddamn right I do. That is free money. I'm convinced. That is free money.
Is that total touchdowns or passing touchdowns?
It's passing touchdowns.
Okay.
Well, what was that?
I like the bet, but I don't like it as much as total. I mean, total touchdowns are just better.
That's
right?
What you said. You did. That's what you did. Don't do that. Don't do that. That was.
It's a good. I still like the bet. I'm just saying, undeniably, total touchdowns is better than just passing touchdowns, right?
Right, but because
it gives you more options.
No, you're right, Andrew. But I didn't see that option.
They probably don't offer that
now. Funny you say that, because they were having a Philly special bet this weekend, which
good.
When we go over the other week 5 games after the Thursday night game, I will talk about. But DraftKings had a bet called the Philly special, and it dealt with Carson Wentz and total touchdown passes, and it could have been passing and it could have been rushing. So we'll stick around and you'll hear the story for the Philly special.
I cannot wait for us to talk later in the show about some of these games this weekend. Like, holy shit.
So much has happened. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this on Tuesday morning, which everyone should. Everyone.
On the planet.
God damn it, everyone. But listen, we all know Dan Quinn got fired.
And their GM got fired.
And their GM got fired.
The owner came out and said today that he doesn't know if Matt Ryan's QB of the future.
He did not look good.
And they're in a unique position where they can tank for Trevor Lawrence.
And guess what that means? My boy, Todd Gurley, who I traded for in this 8 a.m. shotgun league. I traded Amari Cooper for. Critics said I was crazy. People were throwing around, you know, derogatory terms for that trade. I won't say them out loud on air because I don't want to get canceled. But
good.
I think I know what I'm doing, because Todd Gurley had like 25 points this week.
Todd Gurley had a good game.
Had like 7.
Okay, our boys are going to struggle because Dak Prescott's ankle went all twisty.
We have so much to talk about after this game. But okay, yeah, Dak Prescott. Ugh. Okay, Red Rifle. Alex Smith.
He Gordon Haywarded himself.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, we'll get into all those games right after the Monday night game. Okay.
Transition.
Did I say Thursday night game?
Well, I don't know what you said, but I can tell you this. I mean, holy shit, we're going to have Tuesday football allegedly. So who knows? We could have Wednesday, Saturday. Who knows? By the end of the season, who knows how many days of the week we'll have covered?
Shit, you're right. When do we talk about the Tuesday game? This is unprecedented.
Honestly, we probably won't. We just ignore it.
Andrew, that doesn't sound very bath boys of us.
It counts for week 5, I want to say.
Yes, it does.
We could do a special week 5 episode.
Tomorrow?
Maybe.
I don't know about that, Andrew, because look, we're blogging. We're bloggers now. We're not just podcasters now. We're bloggers now.
I'm just saying, I don't want our listeners to think that you're not up for it.
No, I'm up for it. What the fuck? Of course I'm up for it. Bills, Titans. So, I mean,
honestly, if that game, yeah, I was gonna say if that game gets played, I might not though. If there's a positive COVID test tomorrow, like they're not playing that game.
Right. No,
which would be very good for me in fantasy.
Well, that's what I was about to say is I've already anticipated that they weren't going to play, and I hope they don't because that means that I made some stupid fantasy decisions if they do play.
So, but yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay, so Chargers +7. Andy's got the money line.
You want to predict the score?
We both. Well, I'm just doing the recap real quick, Andrew. We both have the over at 49.5. I have Justin Herbert throwing over 1.5 touchdowns.
I've got Chargers money line at +270.
Yeah, +270. I don't hate it. I think the Saints will win, but I don't hate the money line play.
Honestly, I had a parlay over the weekend that was going to be Djokovic winning at tennis, the Lakers winning in 6, and then the Chargers winning tonight. It was like a cross sport triple parlay, and then Djokovic fucked me.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he was playing the King of Clay.
I don't know Rafael shit about Nadal, tennis, dude. All right?
Well, maybe just look up how many French Open titles Rafael Nadal has won in his career.
Right. Whenever I place a bet on Russell Wilson, I like to see how fucking often he throws touchdowns on turf. And you can't see me right now, but I'm doing the dumbest football pass animation like with my arm that you could ever imagine.
Yeah, but tennis is different, Andrew. The surface.
No, I think they're the same
sport.
No.
The surface actually matters in tennis. If you
they ever
watch,
play on gravel, would you pay to watch them play tennis on gravel?
No, that would be so awful. That would be one of the worst things. The ball would just be. I would actually no. I'd take that back. I actually would want to see like all
pros
the hardcore
try to do that.
Yeah, all the hardcore tennis pros trying to play in gravel and then just getting super pissed off, kicking rocks everywhere and then smashing their tennis rackets. And then Djokovic takes the ball, looks for the nearest female ref, and just smacks it right in her throat again.
It's funny. I say it's funny. It's really not. If they played on gravel, so many like torn Achilles and groins and all that shit. Like they'd step on a rock and just roll an ankle.
Dude, even in clay, they were sliding around a lot. I don't know if you watched Actually, I know you didn't watch the French Open, but if you did watch it, you would see they're sliding around. Like that's an ACL tear waiting to happen.
Anyway, you want to try to guess the score of this Chargers-Saints game?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say Saints 35, Chargers 28.
We are very close. I have the Saints 35, Chargers 38.
Oh. Well, yeah, you got the Chargers winning, so that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Justin Herbert throwing over 1.5 touchdown passes.
I'm with you. I want him to.
Listeners, lock that in. Go back in time. You're listening to this on a Tuesday. Well, you should be. Go back in time where Monday night was being played and lock in Justin Herbert passing touchdowns over 1.5. You'll thank me later.
People got to hate the fact that we do this, that we're like, these are our betting tips for Monday. And we like release on Tuesday. I mean, they probably get a kick out of us fucking losing all our money, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's just for entertainment purposes. If you want to listen to our picks, I mean, we'll have picks for, well, this is what we'll do, Andrew. When we come back after the Monday night break, after the Monday night game, we'll talk about Tuesday's game. Because we talk about the future games that week. We usually talk about Thursday night, and there's no Thursday night this week.
There's no Thursday night game? Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, there's not.
That kind of sucks.
Right. It was supposed to be, I believe, the Bills and Chiefs, but since the Bills are playing so late, they had to push it.
Now, here's the thing that sucks for the Bills. If that game does get canceled, they'll still play Thursday. The NFL has come out and said that they'll push that, like, they'll have the Chiefs and the Bills play on Thursday night because, obviously, like, the Bills won't need the rest.
Right.
So that will really suck for the Bills because they've been prepping for the Titans, like, all week, and now they have to switch and play the...
Yeah. I got an audible. That's what we call in the biz, an audible.
Yeah.
Omaha.
All right, we'll see you fuckers after the game.
Right after this. Whoosh. All right.
What? I thought I was late. Was I on time? Was dude, I perfect?
That was a perfect go. That was a perfect fucking go. I haven't seen goes like that since episode 4.
I don't even know if that we had a perfect go in episode 4.
I just remember episode 4 being our best episode.
Well, there you go. I think it is our best episode. The Ravens Chiefs episode, that was a good episode too.
That was also a good episode, but I was had crippling depression, and I was also pretty drunk, and I mixed the episode until like 1 a.m. drunk, depressed, and then I woke up at like 7 a.m. and had to shotgun a beer at 8 a.m. the following morning because I came in last in my fantasy football league.
You hate to see it.
You really do, but it was good content.
It was phenomenal content. Let's start off talking about the game tonight.
Yes. Free money. Free money Mondays.
I mean, you made free money. I was so close to... I'm going to get yelled at. So I bet money line at like 230 or whatever it was. And that didn't hit.
Andrew, let me cut you off right now. Tell me you did not fucking double down on the Chargers live betting.
I doubled down on the Chargers live bet. I bet the Chargers would win by 6.5. I thought they'd win by a touchdown.
Why, Andrew? Why?
Because they looked, dude, not only did they look good, like I thought they looked good, but the Saints looked not good. The Saints looked bad that first half. Like, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. The first half, I was genuinely worried that Drew Brees was going to get me negative fantasy points for the whole game. And let me tell you, I was playing against somebody who had Keenan Allen, and they were both our last players. And when Keenan Allen got injured and didn't return to the game, he was still up by like 5 points. And I was like, Drew, all you need to get me for this game is 5 points. And I think he had like -1 at the time because he threw the interception or got sacked. I don't fucking know. He had -1 points at the time. And I was like, Drew, I swear to God, if you don't give me 6 points so I can win this goddamn fantasy match, I'm benching you for Gardner Minshew. I'm dropping you. I'm dropping you from my team.
He hasn't looked good. He has not looked good. I also needed him in a fantasy league. He will be the reason that I win 4 of my 5 leagues this week. However, I could be
scored 21 points.
Yeah, he helped me out big time. I only needed 6 from him, like you, but he got me 21 points. So now I'm waiting to see if Josh Allen in that game actually happens tomorrow, because Josh Allen will need 25 points. And if he gets that, then I will lose one of my matchups and I'll go 3-2. If he doesn't play, then I just win. So
nice. Back to the bets, because I do want to kind of take a victory lap like I always like to do. Justin Herbert over 1.5 touchdown. That was free money. I should have gone more aggressive. They had 2.5 touchdowns.
Dude, he's a rookie QB. Like, you never know how those games are going to go. Like, true. He could have come out and like just... Oof.
True. And I'm perfectly happy with taking the money I made from the over of 1.5 passing touchdowns. I also... Well, we both called the over. And I also made money +7 on the Chargers spread.
God, I hate football.
I love it, Andrew.
I fucking hate it here.
that's the roller coaster of sports betting. Anything else you want to touch on about this game? Drew Brees with his noodle arm.
We did overtime. Hooray.
Free football.
I don't want to blame Badgley for that 53-yard like dink off the upper. I mean, that happens. A 53-yarder is not a gimme. Like,
but you know what you should blame
him
on? You
gotta hit that fucking extra point. Like, I'm gonna kill you.
See, people, exactly, Andrew. Way to bring that up, because some people will forget. That'll be lost in the news tomorrow because he missed the 50-yarder at the end of the game. But he missed that extra point on the first touchdown, and that lost him the game. potentially, because I guess the Saints could have gone for two, but potentially that lost them the game.
Just makes me hate football so much.
Justin Herbert looked great, by the way. I think we kind of touched on that, but I think he had four touchdown passes.
I know he had three. Maybe he had four.
No, actually my math is off because they definitely didn't have 28 points.
No.
So no, he had three touchdown passes. Okay.
You wanna move on though and talk about the Bucks Bears?
No, I do not want to talk about the Bucks Bears because we already talked about the Bucks Bears. You do
right,
Andrew. You do this every Monday episode. We already talk about the Thursday night game of the previous week when we record on Thursday nights.
You see what I did there? Is I forgot, like Tom Brady forgot what down it was.
that's good, but I don't think that was a bit. I think that you actually forgot. Who are you? Without further ado, let's go to the Panthers-Falcons game because...
We're good. The Panthers are good.
You're a Panthers fan. I'll let you have the floor.
I don't have anything to say except that we're really good and we won three games straight without Christian McCaffrey, which means he's either holding us back or when he gets back, we'll be Super Bowl bound.
That's weird. Yeah, what is with that? What is with the Panthers winning without Christian McCaffrey?
Maybe it's a scheme thing. I don't know. I mean, the Falcons aren't good. So, I mean, like, we beat the Falcons, whatever. But Mike Davis looks really, really good. And
go Cox.
I think that is a scheme thing. I mean, like, obviously you give any NFL player the ball enough, like they can make something happen. I mean, he's obviously doing better than just making something happen. But I mean, he's having 20-point fantasy games. I mean, if Chris McCaffrey got that volume, I mean, he'd probably be like doing those 40-point fantasy games that wins people leagues. I don't know, though, if we're going to bring him back this week. He's eligible for this next week. I don't know if we'll bring him back yet. We might let him heal that ankle just one more week.
I mean, yeah, if you guys are undefeated with him out and Mike Davis is playing lights out, go Cox, I wouldn't – what's the reason to bring him back?
Right. Like, why rush?
Cut him. Especially, no, just I cut mean, him. Just cut him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't even trade him.
Oh, man. How much did you guys pay him over the offseason?
Oh, like $63 million over 4 years.
Dan Quinn got fired.
Thank God.
Yes, it's about time.
And their GM got fired. And the owner said that he doesn't know if Matt Ryan's the future of the quarterback room. So,
yeah, Matt Ryan is old. Matt Ryan joined the league the same year as Joe Flacco, I believe in 2008, because I was a freshman in high school. And they both were... I think front runners for Rookie of the Year, but then Matt Ryan actually won Rookie of the Year. And I remember that for some weird reason. But that just shows you how old he is. He was a rookie in 2008. He's been in the league for, you know, 12 years. Quick maths.
Matty Ice.
And Flacco's done. I mean, he won a, he won a Super Bowl for the Ravens, and that I'm forever grateful. But now he's back up for the Jets / I guess he's playing now because Sam Darnold's out.
Dude, the Jets are so right? bad.
We'll talk.
If you want to hear if you want to hear about the Jets, just go to b3tsports.com. I wrote an article about how bad Adam Gase is.
Right. It's actually not a sports betting article, but it's a good article. But
it just tells you about how awful this coach is.
Okay.
You, honestly, you could read it and you could make your own betting assessment that whoever he plays, just bet on the other team.
Great spin zone, Andrew. Last thing about this game, Todd Gurley did really well. I probably mentioned that. I'm getting deja vu vibes. It's been a few hours since we recorded the first part of this podcast. I'm pretty sure I said something about Todd Gurley. If not, I'm saying it now. Todd Gurley had a game.
He had a game. Okay. Are we gonna talk about Bengals Ravens?
No, Andrew. I want to skip the Ravens game because I don't want to talk about. Of course, we're going to talk about the
Lamar
Bengals.
Lamar only played okay.
Okay, yes. Lamar only played okay. He had two passing touchdowns. Yep. Andrews is electric. Okay. He's their number one receiver.
Yes, that is correct.
Marquise Hollywood Brown is quickly becoming a second.
Which I would love for Brown to step up and be the one because I have him in a lot of fantasy places.
He looks really good. He's looking really explosive. He was hurt last year, so I don't hold that against him for not making as much. And he was a rookie, so I mean, whatever. But we let me tell you, just real quick, the defense was our MVP. Marlon Humphreys is so good. He is so good. He just got the bag. He just secured, you know, the money. We paid him a lot of money. But it's worth every penny because he is a fumbling producing machine. When he tackles someone, he goes in with one arm and then the other arm is just a fucking club. He just like clubs the ball. Like it's like a punch slash club. And a lot of the times he's dead on and causes a fumble. It's insane.
Dude, I gotta say, the way that the Ravens play defense, and you guys got, what's his name? You got Patrick Queen. Is that who it is?
Yeah, from LSU. He was our number one draft pick.
And he is stellar. I think he's fitting into you guys' defense very, very well.
Calais Campbell.
Also, yes. But the thing that I do want to highlight here, the score doesn't reflect it whatsoever, but Burrow is 19 for 30. I mean, he threw under 200 yards and he didn't have a touchdown. He threw an interception, but he still looked like, I mean, he's a rookie. Joe Burrow still looks good.
He did not look good that game.
No, but he didn't. But I'm just saying, it was not
his fault because we sacked him like 10 times.
Yeah,
we
like, what are you going to do?
We sacked Joe Burrow, I believe, like 7, 8, maybe 9 times that game. It was ridiculous. And that we should have shut them out, but they got a garbage field goal at the very end. Well, congrats. The spread on that game was like 13 for the Ravens.
Yeah, we covered.
Always covered. Ravens always cover except the Chiefs. I don't want to talk about the Chiefs.
When you guys let Mark Ingram go, like when his contract expires, J.K. Dobbins is going to be so good.
Yeah. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins is good. Gus Edwards is good. I think we're in good hands once Ingram probably retires. I don't know. I don't know
how old I don't he know. He's kind of old, but not like that old. That anyway, the score of that game was 27-3.
Ravens are good. Did we say the score of the... It fucking doesn't matter. Panthers,
no,
Falcons.
It doesn't matter. 23-16 is Panthers, Falcons.
Or just listen to Andrew.
Jaguars, Texans. Texans get their first win of the season to make them the same record as the Jaguars.
I am so done betting the Jaguars. They will never be in my wacky parlay for the rest of the season. I'm so done with them. I wrote a blog article on b3tsports.com. I said, listen, Gardner Minshew's my boy, okay? I love him. He usually gets like 300-plus yards. He's a good fantasy player, and the Texans suck. They just fired Bill O'Brien, and some would say that's probably a good thing. I was just like, you know what? They're still in shambles. Just kick them while they're down. Put the Jags on the wacky parlay. Fuck that. Well, I'm so done with the Jags. That's the second time they've ruined my wacky parlay.
Who do you like more, the Jags or the Lions?
I'm just avoiding that game in the wacky parlay. I'm just not going to. I do like the Jags, by the way. But I'm not
playing next week.
I know. I'm not going to get fooled. The Jags cost me a Thursday night $100 bet a few weeks ago.
That's true.
And I forgot about that. Andrew, they have single-handedly ruined two of my wacky parlays this season. And I've only had like 3 or 4 wacky parlays. Half of my wacky parlays have been single-handedly undermined by the Jaguars. They've been ruined by the Jaguars. I'm done putting them in my wacky parlay.
Gardner still looked good in this game, though.
I don't care. That's
31 for 49, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I've seen the stats because I have them in fantasy, and that's what kind of it tricks your brain. You're like, Gardner's not bad, and he puts up good numbers. They could beat a team like the Texans, who are 0-4.
How did the Texans win this game? How did they score 30 points? Deshaun Watson threw 2 interceptions.
Brandon Cooks, he went off. He had like 180 yards.
160 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, 8 receptions.
Yeah.
Will Fuller, Darren Fells. Three different touchdowns to 3 different receivers.
I don't want to talk about this game anymore because I just hate looking at the Jaguars logo right now.
Okay. Let's move on here. We got Raiders Chiefs upset.
The wacky parlay will hit next week. The wacky parlay will hit next week. It still will be wacky. I'm not going to do like a can't lose parlay or a guaranteed parlay. It's got to be wacky. It's got to be teams that you're like, you second guess. You're like, that's sure. Probably not going to hit, but I can't say for certain that it's definitely not going to
hit. I like it. So we got Raiders, Chiefs, and we talked about it 3 days ago. Somebody was going to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, we and you even asked, you're like, the Raiders? And I was like, no, fuck, the Raiders aren't going to beat the Chiefs. Well, the Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Dude, divisional games. I read an article the other day, and the Chiefs are so good.
Was it on B3TSports.com?
It was not. I actually don't remember where I was. It was on ESPN, I think. But as I was reading it, they're just like, the Chiefs are great. Chiefs are undeniably awesome. Like, the Raiders just snapped a 13-game win streak for the Chiefs, like, which is the longest, obviously, in the NFL currently. Do they lean too much on Patrick Mahomes to dig them out of a hole? Like, when was the last time you remember somebody else stepping up? I mean, like, yeah, Travis Kelce, but, like, I don't know. Their defense needs to step. I mean, 40 points to the fucking Raiders.
Yeah. Did you watch that game? Because that game was pretty electric.
Yeah.
They intercepted him twice, I want to say.
Who?
Did Mahomes have two interceptions?
No, he just had the one.
Which was almost a pick six.
He threw it 43 times and only completed 22 of them. I mean, he still threw for 340 yards, but... Derek Carr played well.
Derek Carr played really well. Henry Ruggs had two catches for like 110 yards
That's a Randy Moss stat line.
Yeah, some ridiculous stat line. That touchdown he had was fucking sweet. Josh Jacobs, two touchdowns. Have him on fantasy. Thank God he hasn't. He's been a little slow recently, so I'm glad he's kind of picked up.
Darren Waller had a touchdown, 50 yards, five catches.
Good on the Raiders. The Raiders. I don't know what to think about them.
They've got a winning record. I mean, and they just beat the Chiefs, which is one of the. I mean, they'll play the Chiefs again. I don't know. I mean, the Raiders, we said last week, were fake good because they put up a fight against the Patriots. And who did they just lose? They beat the Saints, but who did they lose to last week? Who I thought they were going to win.
I can't remember. Chargers?
Was it?
I don't know.
Shit. Hold on. I can look. I have technology. Where are you, Raiders? The Bills. And that was, I mean, they still only lost by 7 points. I mean, it wasn't like close, but it was like the Raiders might just be trying to figure it out. Maybe that's what it is.
Sure. They might make the playoffs with the extra wild card spot.
Yeah. I could definitely see that.
But I think the headline of this game is that the Chiefs showed that they are kind of, I don't want to say they show, I mean, they did show their weaknesses, and I don't want to say that they're falling apart, but the fact that they almost lost to the Chargers, not a bad team though. They lost to the Raiders, and they almost kind of lost to the Patriots without Cam Newton. Sus,
yeah. I don't know.
They did beat the Ravens, okay? I'm not going to say it. Well, I just said
well, again,
it, but I'm not, I don't want to talk about it.
We said that they were going to lose to somebody. Honestly, I mean, even though the Raiders, we don't think of them as this great, amazing team, they are a divisional team. So, I mean, you prepare for your divisional matchups more than you do some of the other matchups just because you know you're going to see them twice. You know it comes down to divisional record if you have, like, tied records, all that kind of shit, so...
Sure.
All right. Raiders win that 40-32.
Cardinals, Jets.
I'm ashamed of the Cardinals. How did you let the Jets score 10 points on you?
Well, Le'Veon Bell's back.
I hate the Jets. Although D-Hop played well for the Cardinals.
Well, Hopkins plays well every week.
That's not true.
Maybe he didn't play that well last week four. Might have been. I have him in fantasy in one of my leagues. And he is someone that I never have to look at. I put him in my wide receiver one spot, and I just let him. I mean, his floor is like 15 points, and his ceiling is like 30. It's ridiculous.
I had a league where I like doubled down on wide receiver like round one and two, and I got Michael Thomas in the first and then DeAndre Hopkins in the second. And that would normally be fucking phenomenal, right? But I haven't had Michael Thomas all year.
Yeah, we actually didn't even touch on Michael Thomas during our Saints-Chargers talk.
He threw hands, didn't he?
Yeah, he. So at first I thought he was out because he was still nursing that ankle injury. But no, he actually is in timeout because he punched his teammate during an altercation during practice. So that's why he actually didn't play tonight.
Which is weird. I mean, you're lucky. it's kind of like you're lucky that you won.
You can't be punching your teammates.
No, no, you can't. You can't. But, you know, you got Drew Brees for this final year probably. And, you know, like, I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that if they would have lost this, if they'd have lost this game, everyone would be like, okay, like, what was the fight about? And then you'd find out that he said something awful to Michael Thomas, and then like Michael Thomas swung on him, and then you're going
to
say...
What do you say to Michael Thomas?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the altercation
was about.
Oh, you're
just making hypotheticals.
Yeah, like they would lose the game. You'll find out what the fight was about, and everyone would be like, he should have played. Like,
well,
you know,
he shouldn't
I
have punched his fucking teammate during practice.
Yeah,
well,
people make mistakes.
I don't fault Sean Payton for making that
decision.
Same thing with Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas, the Ravens let him go before the season because he got in an altercation with...
You can't sleep with another woman with your brother when you're married. You just can't do it.
Did you
never hear about that in the offseason?
Is this an Earl Thomas thing?
Yes, this is an Earl Thomas thing.
Is this Earl Thomas having a threesome with his brother thing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know about that. But for some reason, I thought you were talking about Chuck Clark, who was the Ravens player who he got in an altercation with. Somehow that he was involved in some thing off the... You know what? We're moving on. I don't want to talk about Earl Thomas anymore. I honestly don't even want to talk about the Cardinals-Jets anymore. The Cardinals won 30-10. The Cardinals have been kind of like this team on the fringe of, like, are they frauds or are they good? I mean, they beat the Jets by 20, which is good. They covered the spread, but at the same time...
The Jets are just trash.
The Jets are trash. Gaze is trash. Pretty much everybody on that team is trash. I don't know if I'm buying into the Kyler Murray Cardinals yet.
Like, I don't know either. That division... So here's the thing. Cardinals are 3-2, but one of their wins came from the Jets. The Rams are 4-1, but all of their wins are against the fucking Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, and Washington football team, I'm pretty sure.
Those are all really good teams, though.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your point, Andrew?
Uh-huh. And then the 49ers are atrocious. The Seahawks are the only ones I'm scared of in that division. And when it was week one, I said, we might have... That might be the best division of football with the Niners, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and then obviously the Rams. But boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Like, holy
but,
shit.
But, you know, I think I agreed with you at the time. But I disavow now. I'm disavowing.
Are the Eagles good?
No, the Eagles are not good. But let me tell you something about the Eagles. I watched the whole game. I watched this whole game because my friend, who is an Eagles fan, shout out to Drew, who's an avid listener, who has called into the bath line before. He came over and we watched the game. They lost, but I talked about this in the first half of the podcast, I think. I put some money on DraftKings boosted promo, the Philly special. And what that was is they boosted Carson Wentz to score two touchdowns. All he had to do was score two touchdowns in this game, whether it was rushing or passing, it didn't matter. If he scored two touchdowns, it was plus 200 odds.
That's pretty good.
It was awesome. I mean, he barely got there, and at one point we thought he wasn't going to get it, but he got it, and free money. Free money, Andrew.
God, what a clown. I mean, at what point are they going to play? I don't even know. He's probably the best person on their team, right?
Carson Wentz? Absolutely not.
Who do you think is Miles Sanders?
Sanders. They have this wide receiver who I've never seen before who came up from the practice squad, apparently. Fulgham?
Oh, I don't... Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, he was amazing. And I think this is only his second game. I looked to like try and find him on the ESPN Fantasy app, and he didn't play for the first like three or four games of the season. So
he just got
pulled up.
I like Dallas Goedert, but he's been on IR. I think Ertz might be washed.
Well, to answer your first question, Wentz is not the best player on that team. In fact, Jalen Hurts comes in, and he actually looks not bad. Like, he looks pretty good.
The Steelers, though, Chase Claypool.
Oh, four touchdowns, 41 fantasy points. Insane. He's a rookie, but what insane numbers.
He, I Travis, mean, he could be He could be a league winner for you in fantasy if he like pays off.
Travis Fulgham. That's who he is. He didn't play the first three games, but in week four against San Francisco, he had 13.7 points. He had 57 yards and a touchdown. Against Pittsburgh, this guy, from the practice squad, 10 receptions, 152 receiving yards, and a touchdown for like 31 points.
Yeah, I like it. That game was actually keep an eye out. That game was fun to watch. Eagles Steelers.
0.2% rostered on ESPN. Travis Fulgham. Look, we're a fantasy podcast now.
Yeah, that's all we talk about is fantasy.
Fuck.
Shoot your shot.
Okay, Rams, Washington football team. Wait. Steelers win 38-29. There you go.
Yeah.
Now we can move on.
Okay,
Let's ram into this next game.
Okay, so this game was great for a couple reasons. Dwayne Haskins was benched. Like, not in the game, but pregame. Like, they said he wasn't going to play.
He had a stomach virus.
That's not true.
That's what they said.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. I looked it up on Sunday.
They were benching him because he was bragging about his stats during the Ravens game. And they got their shit kicked in.
Who's your source for this?
If you show me your source.
Scary Terry McLaurin?
No, it's not Scary Terry McLaurin.
Who's your source?
ESPN and Sleeper.
They both said that the virus was a lie?
Yeah, the virus was a lie. It's like Corona.
Yeah, so
where did you hear that he had a stomach ache and they're like, we're going to start somebody else over because you have a stomach boo-boo?
I want to say I heard it from somebody.
Oh, good. No, they benched him. Ron Rivera wasn't dealing with that shit. It
literally says Washington, Yahoo Sports, a day ago, Washington QB Dwayne Haskins told to stay home due to illness.
Yeah.
There you go.
They fucking benched him because he was playing poorly. And then Kyle Allen got hurt. And then we got to see our boy, Alex Smith, go in and play horrible football. But he got to play football.
Yeah, he did. And his wife looked like she was going to have a panic attack at any second into the stands.
Listen, I don't sleep with that guy, and I was nervous for him. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, I haven't built a family with this guy. I haven't caressed his balls, you know?
No, I have not. You're right, is what I meant to say.
Oh man, but
that
game
was like, honestly, yeah, that injury is fucking brutal. 17 surgeries, almost lost a leg. Turns out he can throw the pigskin.
Aaron Donald jumped on his back for like no reason. There was like it was like the third or fourth play that Alex Smith was in the game, and Aaron Donald just jumps on his back trying to sack him. I'm like, oh my god, dude.
Get off that, man.
That leg is going to snap.
But that game was not interesting to watch whatsoever. I mean, football team got throttled.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention. Besides the Alex Smith factor.
30-10.
Very cool. Very cool.
Dolphins, Niners. Holy shit, the Niners are bad.
So I actually made free money on this game.
We just keep saying free money.
It is free money. When you turn some money into a lot of money, it's free money. If I have $50 and I put it on the Dolphins to cover +9, and they not only cover, but they win, and I get a $50 payout, that $50 payout is free money. Free money is plus any, free money equals free money.
Is any one bet considered free money then?
Some of them, yeah. A bet that you know is going to hit is free money. It's free money.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about the biggest free money bet of the whole week when we talk about the Seahawks, because holy shit, that halftime spread, free money.
So the Dolphins looked amazing. Maybe the best they've ever looked ever.
Yeah. I knew in my gut that the Dolphins were going to play well. That's why I put some money on them to cover. I obviously didn't pony up and have them win the money line, but I knew they were going to have a good game. What was the deal with Jimmy G? I don't understand. Did they bench him?
He had a stomach ache.
Wait.
No, they pulled him. He was 7 for 17, less than 100 yards and 2 interceptions. Bethard, they put him in. I mean, he was still only 9 for 18, but he also had less than 100 yards, but he had no interceptions and he had a touchdown. I mean, they weren't really playing for anything. They were fucked anyway. But
like, why did they bench Jimmy G? Because
they
just thought he wasn't playing
well.
But like, is it in an attempt to keep him healthy? Is he like, because this is his first game back since what, week two?
I actually didn't watch this game. This is when I saw highlights for it. I don't know. I heard it was just because he was playing poorly. The stat line suggests that as well. I know he's coming off that ankle injury. So maybe they were like, okay, we're not winning this game anyway. You're not feeling 100% and it shows in your play. We'll pull you. I'm not sure where it leaned, but.
Gotcha. Dolphins 43, 49ers 17.
Colts Browns. I did watch this game and this was an awesome game to watch actually.
Free money, bet on the Browns, money line. Knew they were going to be the underdogs. Put them in my wacky parlay. Fuck you, Jaguars. But
Philip Rivers threw a fucking pick six.
Yes, I also picked up the Browns D because I had the Titans D and I didn't want to roll the dice. So I picked up the Browns D and started them in place of the Titans D. And that was a smart pick. That was a big brain move by Ian. Because they had a safety, I believe. And
Yes, they did.
And they had a pick six.
It wasn't a true safety. It was Philip Rivers just got called for intentional grounding while in the tackle box.
Still counts.
And honestly, the first half of this game, Baker Mayfield played lights out football. Second half, he didn't look so good. Turns out, though, it came out later that he got x-rayed for broken ribs.
Chlamydia?
Yeah. He fell down the bleacher stairs. He was trying to put the covers on him when it started raining.
Come on. You take that half. You take that side. We could do twice as fast.
Those commercials.
I actually like those commercials.
I did too. Have you seen the ones where they're for Hulu and it's him and Saquon Barkley? They're deep faked.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But that's probably what Saquon's body is going to look like if he's.
If he's never healthy.
Got him.
Yeah, anyway, so Colts 23, Browns 32. Good for the Browns. 4-1. I mean, like, I'm not saying that you should be scared of the Browns.
I'm not scared of the Browns.
But they might make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, they can make the playoffs. But we've played them the first week, and we dominated them. I mean, we dominate every team except for the Chiefs game. I don't want to talk about the Chiefs game. Can you stop bringing up the Chiefs game, Andrew?
It's kind of funny. Okay. So I've been thinking about our bet, you know, like if the Ravens have to win their next four. Now it's next three. They have to win their next three. I went out and bought a special beer to shotgun if I have to shotgun a beer.
Did you? Are you not going to tell me?
No, I'm not going to. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's a special beer, and it's going to be really funny when I record it.
They only have to win the next two, though. Just fact-checking you.
The next two.
Yeah.
They only have to win the next two. The Steelers one is the last one. That's all I know.
Correct.
So Giants-Cowboys turned out to be a game, first and foremost. Dak Prescott's ankle.
Think that's a cramp, Jim.
No, it was not a cramp, Jim. That was bad. Dude, seeing that happen, I was holy shit.
Yeah, I saw that happen. And watching him just kind of sit on the ground and like kind of grab his ankle like that. And I knew it immediately. I saw the added bump there. And I was like, yeah, that's it.
You ever have an injury like that?
Have I ever had an injury like that? No, I've never had an injury.
Like not like specifically like that, but I mean like a bad injury where you just like you knew immediately.
The worst injury I've ever gotten was in high school when I was playing baseball. I took a ball right to the face and it broke my nose.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
With Ian.
Yeah, I've broken like every finger on both hands except for my left thumb and index
finger. Jesus Christ, Andrew.
Those Well, it's just from getting stepped on, like offensive linemen stepping on you.
Fight Club? Oh.
But those all hurt way, way more. I broke my leg in seventh grade, and I spiral fractured it in three spots. And that didn't – I mean, I was panicking because I'm in seventh grade. I'm like, my fucking leg is broken. We went to the hospital.
I mean, I'd panic now, and I'm 27.
Yeah, and they cast it up and everything. But my fingers hurt way worse than – so honestly, Dak probably wasn't even in a lot of pain because your brain sends shit immediately. He was just like, I'm not going to get paid.
No, yeah, dude. I mean, it was pretty bad watching him tear up as they carted him off
to the hospital. You feel bad.
Of course I feel bad. And he's
letting down your team. And
well, he's obviously had a rough offseason with his brother and everything like that.
Right.
Like, you know, it. Yeah. No, trust me. I like Dak. I hope he gets paid. I wish nothing but the best for him, for real. So
6 week recovery.
6 week recovery is the biggest lie ever. Someone in our group chat said that. He's like, oh, don't worry, he'll be back in 6 weeks.
To be fair, like, he thought it was only dislocated at that point. Then he found out it was a compound fracture. He's like, that'll be much longer than 6 weeks.
Yeah, so more like 6 months. But
I mean, this is the same kind of injury Gordon Hayward had when he snapped his ankle, what was it, 3 years ago, like,
oh, yeah,
for the Celtics. God, it was brutal. That was like opening night, too, of the basketball season.
Key takeaways besides Dak Prescott being out for the season: red rocket time.
Yeah.
Red rifle.
Zeke's about to eat, probably.
Zeke's about to eat, which is good for me in fantasy. Amari Cooper, probably not so much, which is also good for me in fantasy because I traded him for Todd Gurley. CeeDee Lamb looks great. Michael Gallup had those awesome, like, two catches in a row at the end that set up the field goal.
I do have to say, without Dak, I am a little concerned fantasy-wise with, like, Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup. Not that they – I mean, one of them should still eat because they're good receivers, and I don't think Andy Dalton is, like, incompetent. He's just – he's not going to be Dak. He's not going to be throwing for 425 yards.
No, exactly. He's not going to be putting up those air yards that Dak was putting up. It really just depends on who he favors. You know, it's kind of like that – you know, that like, a quarterback always favors, like, one receiver. It's – who's it going to be? I don't know, but hopefully Gallup.
Hopefully CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, hopefully just not, you know what? Hopefully just not Amari Cooper, okay?
That's true. You don't, ceiling fan.
Yep, ceiling fan.
You want, so Cowboys,
I love
lit,
when we
though,
say
37,
at
34.
The same time. I love when we do that.
What did I you almost say? Just did it right there.
Wait, what did you say?
I said Giants 34, Cowboys 37.
Giants fall to 0-5. They are tied with the Jets for being the worst team in football.
And the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, and the Falcons. Oh, boy, battle of the toilet bowl.
Battle of the underdogs.
Who will get to one win first?
We got Vikings, Seahawks.
Yeah, just don't answer me. That's fine.
I don't care.
Okay, this game. The one thing that I want everyone to take away from this game is live betting can be awesome sometimes. Live betting could be amazing sometimes. At halftime, the Vikings were up 13-0. Andy and I made free money, smart plays at halftime. Always check the live betting. If you're not going to do it quarter to quarter, at least check halftime, okay? If you're watching the game,
check halftime.
If you're watching the game and you can kind of, you know, tell how teams are playing, and the Vikings kind of like were playing pretty good, and the Seahawks obviously weren't in rhythm, they obviously couldn't get the ball together, you know Russell Wilson was going to lead that team and make it close. You knew he was going to come back. So this live spread at halftime was +5 Seahawks. +5. Before the game, the Seahawks were -7 favorites.
Dude,
that means the Seahawks just need to come within 5 points for that bet to hit. Free money.
Dude, and they were, money line was +230. And I was like, I just knew the Seahawks were going to win it. I don't care how much they won it by, but I just knew that there's no way they lost that. So I just hammered it.
There you go. I mean, that's all you need to do. And look at us. We're rolling in it now.
Sitting rich, except I just lost all my money tonight.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. I didn't. I made the smart play. Justin Herbert passing touchdowns, 1.5. Let's go. But yeah, that was a crazy game. Andrew, I have to ask, would you have kicked the field goal, or would you have gone for it on fourth down?
Zimmer did the right thing. You go for it on fourth down. I mean, you're running well. You've been running well all night. You're playing the Seahawks in Seattle. You are hurting for a win, and you're playing an undefeated team. Yeah, you go for it. I mean, total respect for that.
I wanted the Vikings to kick a field goal so I could have gotten the over, because I also had some money on the over, 54.5. I think the total was 53, so I literally missed it by 1.5 points. Field goal would have got me there, but also the Seahawks getting that 2-point conversion at the very end would have got me there. So I'm mad at both teams. I'm mad at both teams are on my shit list for not doing their part in getting the over.
So, I mean, obviously betting wise that sucks, but you agree, like, fundamentally, right? You go for it there too, if you're the coach.
If that was the Ravens, I would 100% say go for it every single time. Every single time. It's 1 yard. You need 1 yard. And in fact, he easily could have gotten 1 yard if he had just broken out to the side. Right. But look, I'm not gonna coach from my
no
couch,
use
but.
Over crying over spilt milk.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you want to talk about Chargers Saints after like what we just watched, that shit show?
Do I want to talk Chargers Saints? The game that...
Oh, wait. 26-27, Seahawks win by a point. Okay, going back.
Wait, yeah, but what? We've already talked Chargers Saints. What are you talking about?
Well, did we talk final score?
Yeah, that's the first thing we do when we come back.
Was
from
it?
Break. Yeah, Andrew, that's the first thing we do. We come back from break. We talk up. Holy shit. Your brain's mush. Your brain is...
Bills, Titans.
Oh my God.
The two undefeated teams.
Did you just forget like the first 10 minutes of when we came back after the game?
I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you want to mix this episode after we're done?
Bills, Titans. And I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this one. Unless you don't want COVID, then don't go. The Titans are fucking... I don't know what they're doing, but it's not right.
They're all like sharing drinks.
You want to sip me out of my cup?
Yeah, they're all sleeping in the same bed. I don't know what they're doing in Nashville, but it's a dirty place.
Apparently,
full of COVID. But
Bills are favored 3.5.
Yes. Okay.
Over under 53.
Good job, Andrew. I was just pulling out the DraftKings app, and you beat me to it.
And Bills. The money line is -175 Bills.
Oh, my God, no. Do not start talking money line. No one cares.
Well, Jesus. The best thing... Here's the thing, though. Here's the value bet. Alternative spread. Bills, -10.5.
Oh, my God.
+230.
No. No, the Titans are not going to lose by 10. But I
they
do
might,
like the,
though.
No, I like the... Even... No, but even I will say I like the Bills at -3. Bills -3.
No, I love
think
the
Bills
win
this game.
-3.
Okay, well, we're on the same page. Over under 53. Go.
Over. I don't like it. I'm not touching this game.
Oh,
I'm not going to bet on this game at all.
I'll take Bills -3 all day. I got money to burn.
I Why don't not? Actually. I have to go to CVS.
Oh my God.
I know. Another CVS adventure.
Just are you gonna set up DraftKings?
I want to. I just haven't had the chance to go. I wanted to go last weekend, but I couldn't go last weekend, so I think I'm gonna try to set up a trip with me and some of my boys, and we're gonna go and set up our DraftKings account.
The boys hit up DraftKings in bumfuck Iowa to set up their sportsbooks accounts because you can't set them up from anywhere.
No. Doesn't Iowa suck?
Yeah, that's why.
Except that they had sports betting first, but it's whatever.
That's why I moved back to Chicago.
So, I mean, do you want to preview anything else? I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, no Thursday night game. So, really, the Tuesday game is kind of like our Thursday night game. We will still record on Thursday nights. We'll go over week 6. Matchups, talk about the wacky parlays. Andrew, one last thing. You didn't have a 10-game parlay this week.
No, I did not.
What's up with that?
Honestly, as I was looking through, I was trying to set one, and with the games I liked, I really liked, there were a couple games that I just did not like, And not at, mix that with the fact that there were games getting canceled with coronavirus things. I just didn't want to put my money on a large like amount of parlays when I didn't know if they were going to get like the all the ones that were value that I liked were the corona ones. So I didn't want to put a ton, like a bunch of money, well, you know, a bunch of money on games that like it wouldn't have even been beneficial to win. Like I'd win like $20 and I'd still have to win six games.
Guess what that means you have to do now?
A 20 game parlay?
20 game parlay, week six.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'll do, I will do a 20 parlay.
All right, let's do it.
But it will, but it will not be all football. I will mix in some other sports.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't blame you for that. 20 game parlay for Andrew to make up for his absence of a week five, 10 game parlay.
But LeBron James is the GOAT.
Okay, yeah, basketball, Lakers win, asterisks on the Mickey Mouse ring. And
oh, and that, the Yankees were eliminated from the playoffs.
And the Yankees were eliminated from the playoffs. And with that, the Cubs were eliminated. But we already talked about that.
All right. That'll do it, folks. We'll see you on Thursday.
We talked about the Cubs
because they lost to the Marlins.
Good. Good memory, Andrew. Wow.
Yeah, see, my brain's not mush.
Well, debatable.
Do you want to talk about the Bucks and Bears?
Good night, guys. We'll see you on Friday.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.